Fulton Homes and 620 KTAR Cares for Kids.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cock head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me.
Now, then you put the P.U. back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
No, it's not on, but it is the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR.
This one's on.
I found you.
There's more mics than one or two.
I got fat fingers this morning. I hit the thing
no,
a little early.
You. It was all about Brian, I think.
Dingoes ate my baby.
Oh, you hit that
How's
one.
How's that?
Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Woo! It's the Computer Corner here on News Radio 620 KTAR, broadcasting throughout Arizona and, of course, via the Weird Wide Web.
And I can attest to the fact that we are live because I have lots of caffeine.
Yes.
I got me a triple crazy mocha this morning.
Oh, you must have forgotten to call me.
It's going
to
be one of those days. Shut up.
It is time to talk computers until 11:45. We are nothing more than the 1 hour and 45 minute warm-up act for Mr. Paul Harvey.
That's absolutely right.
We're going to be talking today about the ins and outs of updating software. We talked about upgrading your computer a while back, and some people were confusing updating and upgrading. We're going to talk about updating things like your antivirus software, your operating system, your browser, your email programs, all of these things, mainly in an effort to fight off the hackers with all the security vulnerabilities that are being discovered throughout computing these days.
There's some new nasty ones. We talked a little bit last week about the bugbear.b, the new worm that's out there spreading rampantly, and that thing is still very active and very wild, and if you're not up to date, stick around for this show because you're going to get a lot of information that you need to know.
You know what's out of control about Bugbear B?
I don't know.
It takes advantage of a vulnerability they discovered 2 years ago. So the people getting hit today have not updated their operating system in 2 years.
Well, there's also another way to get it, but the majority of people, that is absolutely correct.
Yeah.
On how you're getting it. So,
like that.
Again, stick around, stay tuned to this show. We got a lot of good information coming up about getting up to date. Also, if you're one of those people who says, I dial down there, never get through, it's always busy. Right now is your time. I'm going to give out the phone number and the lines are going to light up, so get your fingers ready quickly. It's 602-277-5827. That's 277-KTAR.
And they're off. There go
See
the lines.
See how quick they go. There's one.
Bada bing, bada boom, bada boom.
Two.
Hey, also, of course, if you're listening either via the airwaves or via the web, we want you to chime in via email. You can simply click on, point your browser at datadoctors.com and then click on the radio show section. You'll see all of today's offerings, and towards the bottom you'll see a ask a question, make a suggestion. And I'd like to start something new here.
What's that?
We've got a lot of people that listen all over the country via the web.
Yes, they do.
Let's do a weekly roll call. If you're out there listening on the web, you may not have a question, but we want to know you're out there listening. So just send us a little email saying, hey, so-and-so here from Detroit.
And you can use the Make a Suggestion link to do that.
Whatever.
You know, it's not really a suggestion, but that's fine. By the way, if you're trying to dial in, I told you they'd go quick. They're all gone.
Forget about it.
So wait for somebody to hang up after we've helped them out, and you can dial in again. 602-277-5827, the number. Write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Learn it. Commit it to memory, then burn it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
So the roll call thing, I want to see. And then if you do send us an email, we'll, of course, give you a little props on the air. We'll let you know that we got your email and say thanks to.
Or if you want to call in, I mean, almost every week we get somebody calling from out of. Last week we had somebody from Seattle, and we were broadcasting from the Bank One ballpark last week doing a clothing drive. I wonder how they did down there. It looked like they were doing pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty
good
wild
stuff. But again, if you're from outside of the Metro Phoenix area, you're listening to this show via the web or the strong airwaves that are KTAR, go to our website, datadoctors.com, click on the radio section, and let us know who you are, where you're at.
And while you're there, sign up for our free weekly newsletter. If you're not already one of the tens of thousands that have subscribed, last night's newsletter included a tip of the week, which was how to remove unused programs properly. A little story about a student hacker that got nailed. Got some Father's Day special ideas. The Bugbear B, just a follow-up so that you know how to deal with it and how to recognize whether you've got it or not. Of course, the Geek Speak of the Week, our free download of the week, and, of course, all the information about today's radio show. So check that out, datadoctors.com.
Absolutely. Guess who I got on the line?
Oh, yeah.
It's our boy, Adam.
Spider-Man.
Hey, what's up?
Adam.
It's that time of the show. We open the show up with Adam, the 13-year-old whiz kid from Glendale.
Yep.
His segment is called Adam's Almost Acronym.
This one's an acronym.
Adam's Acronym.
Adam has finally learned the definition of what an acronym is.
Oh, he always knew.
Give him a break. He's only 13. But he brings us something every week, a little bit of lingo from the
some
computer
knowledge,
world, and he defines
love.
It and yeah. tells us what it is, and you know, basically just, he started calling a long time ago, and
he wouldn't go away.
He helps us out, so you know, why not? We're a couple of old, really old guy in the canon,
yeah.
kind of medium old guy
right.
in me,
hey,
getting older by the second, so Adam helps bring the
Adam,
young flavor.
Before we do your acronym, what are you doing for your dad for Father's Day?
Well, we're giving him a gift.
Okay, you don't have to say what, I don't want to ruin
I'm
it.
I'm sure he's listening now, so yeah, you don't want to tell him what.
Yeah, we're giving him a gift. I'm not sure what else we're doing.
All right. You got to take care of Dad, right?
That's up to him. So.
Oh, hey, that's the best way to do.
Maybe a little breakfast in bed.
I got a 6:52 tea time tomorrow morning.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, no. I start the day strong.
Why wouldn't you get a 5:52 so that you can be out when it's still below 100?
It was too late.
Oh, all right.
I waited till yesterday. Anyway, today's acronym from Adam. Adam's acronym is?
Today's acronym is ROM.
ROM.
Yep.
Like Rom Lee?
Huh?
You know, the Attorney General for Arizona?
Yeah.
Okay,
whatever.
ROM. R-O-M.
Anyway, ROM stands for Read Only Memory.
Where have I seen ROM?
Well, your BIOS is ROM.
What's a BIOS?
The never-ending question.
No, I've done it.
It's a CMOS.
No. Wait, you've done it. BIOS.
BIOS stands for Basic Input-Output System. It's what makes sure your computer is actually working properly before you get to your operating system.
What's an operating system?
Windows.
Oh,
in
okay.
both cases.
So you're saying there's some kind of chip on my computer that when I turn it on, the first thing that happens, that chip kind of takes a roll call.
Yep.
Make sure all the hardware's there, and then it says, okay, Windows, it's all yours.
Right.
All exactly. right. Okay,
something
so
like that.
Getting back to ROM.
getting back to ROM.
Isn't there another place where I see ROM more commonly?
Hmm.
Like a CD.
In the jungle?
Yeah.
It's,
well,
it's a special
CD,
kind of
a
tropical
CD
bird?
Would be ROM.
Huh?
A CD, a compact disc would be ROM.
Read-only memory, okay.
Yeah.
Or a DVD ROM.
Yep.
Wow.
But also, now those little chips in your computer might not be read-only.
No.
No.
They might be what?
It might be flash ROM, which means you can download a little patch program from the Internet, and you can update your ROM.
But if you can update it, how is it read-only?
It's CROM now. It's kind of read-only memory.
Sort of read-only.
Yeah. Or SROM. Sort of.
It's actually EPROM.
EPROM.
Man, look at you.
Erasable Programmable ROM.
Oh, man, this guy's good.
I gotta come find you and smack you in the side of the head. You're hurting me over here.
Well, we're going to have him in the studio here. I keep threatening. Sometime during the summer here, we're going to have him in for our Gaggle of Geeks show. I think we just about got all the lineup taken care of.
Yeah, I think we got Lee from Extreme Internet, where if you're into anything Unix or Internet, he is the man. We've got a Mac guru, Lewis from Mac Media. He's got a couple stores here in the Valley, and Adam, of course, bringing everything that we're lacking.
We'll see if we can slide Analog X in here. I'm not sure he'll want to be with this many geeks, but...
Yeah, he might maybe, be a little...
Maybe,
you know,
maybe too much.
Beyond that.
Yes. All right, buddy. Appreciate the acronym of the week. It's a good acronym. I think a lot of people use CD-ROM all the time and had no idea what ROM meant. So
you had a couple of weak ones for a few weeks now, so, you know,
what?
You had to make up for it.
You got more?
Of course.
We'll talk to you next week, Adam.
Yep.
Thanks, Adam. That's Adam with Adam's acronym here on the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney.
And we got a lot more show coming up. More of your phone calls and questions, 602-277-5827. You're listening to News Radio 620 KTAR, back right after this.
The pet ingenue with Blair. There goes the Spider-Man.
For better or for worse, for hotter or for...